Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Santo Tercivia, who is the president of Market Insights Tercivia. How are you doing this morning, Santo?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you on the line with us, talking to our listeners. The reason I wanted to get you on is I know every year you put out an exhaustive research project that's called the U.S. Floor Report, which we use at Floor Focus to give us the background we need to sound intelligent when it comes to changes in the marketplace. So I think you've just actually published a new one, isn't that right?
That's correct. The new 2009 edition is now available.
And for those people who've never seen it, I mean, how many pages is it? It's several hundred pages, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And in it, after you give kind of an executive summary and a detailed report, which is a lot of charts and graphs, which is, by the way, both a historic perspective and a forecast, not only by product category, but also and by channels, and you look at it several different ways.
And by the major brands, correct?
That's right, by major brands. And every year you put this out, U.S. Floor Report. We obviously have some ordering information in Floor Focus magazine. Why don't you tell me, as you looked at this year, what some of the key nuggets were that you thought were interesting?
Well, the thing that I found most surprising was the fact that resilient has really held up quite well in light of a significant downturn in business in other categories, specifically in the categories of wood and laminate. Resilient was probably the strongest product category of all product categories in 2007. I believe there's a number of reasons for that, and we go into the details of that in the report. I think probably the most outstanding of them is the fact that consumers were pulling back on spending, and a lot of their spending was being absorbed by energy costs, and they wanted to finish, or they wanted to do remodeling work, and they refound Resilient as a viable, very useful product for their flooring needs.
And by when you say resilient, I mean, you're not just talking about, you know, from a lot of people we talk to, you hear that there's kind of the middle of the market that's missing. There's plenty of the low end, which is probably the sheet vinyl. And then on the upper end, the strip luxury vinyl tile.
That's correct.
So that's really probably what's, it's the low and the high end of the market that are actually doing pretty well, isn't it?
That's correct. And plus, Resilient has a very strong market in the commercial side of the business, which has been holding up very well. VCT into the retail, healthcare, educational segments have also done very, very well. But the residential market is the surprising segment, and that has done really well.
So this is not just builder product. This is also a replacement product.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, the builder market has declined significantly, and especially, but that again is even geographic area specific, and we go into the details of that in the report. You know, looking at the markets that have declined versus those that have not, Texas being a good one that has not, and California, Nevada, Arizona, three markets that have declined significantly. We don't just look at the national picture. We've also tried to give a little detail, a little texture to the market, so our clients can determine where to put their resources.
And, you know, so that's a product shift. You also talk about some of the retail channel shift.
That's correct.
You want to speak a little bit about that?
Yes. We look at the market, like I said, in three different ways. We look at it by product category. We look at it by major brand, and then we also look at it by, which I think is probably the most dynamic of the categories, and that's by retail channel. And there's been some significant dynamics going on there where I would say, in my estimation, the term, the big boxes have been growing, but the nature of the big boxes has changed. And by that I mean big boxes aren't, I don't consider them, anymore to be just Home Depot and Lowe's, but you also have to throw in there people like Floor and Decor. You have to look at Sam's Club. There's a bunch of new entries into there, and then there's also coming in from the side, specialty outlets like Lumber Liquidators, which are not big boxes, but are definitely eating up the market on the remodeling side, at least, and doing a real good job in the wood category.
All right, so when you look at these retail channels, you're telling us that the boxes are continuing to do well, and actually are there some volume on the replacement side going through them? Is that what you're finding out?
Yes. As people are constrained on the spending side, they're looking at big boxes as a way to save some money. But they're not just looking at Home Depot and Lowe's. Home Depot and Lowe's are getting challenges, of course, from the traditional floor covering stores, but they're also getting challenged from what I would call these new hard surface outlets, the floor decors, the iFloors, people like that, who are, in a sense, a big box, but they specialize in hard surfaces, and they have a lot of the economies of scale that the big boxes do, without the constraint on the retail model of the big boxes, which tends to be much more self-service oriented.
Very, very interesting. Well, let me ask you, as we talk,
I got to be careful too, because I use interchangeably. I got to watch my own vocabulary because I use interchangeably Home Depot and Lowe's and big boxes, and I've got to learn to make the shift as well. Yeah. I mean, it's been years of looking at them as a channel unto themselves, and they are, but they're getting their customer base is being challenged heavily by, like I said, the floor and decor outlets and the iFloors and people like that.
Mm-hmm. The category killers.
Yeah.
Let me a minute ago you said retail channel, but actually the U.S. Floor Report talks about all channels to market, because on the commercial side you actually give some excellent information by segments. In other words, if you're looking at the commercial market, you give a 10-year view, looking at education, corporate, healthcare.
That's correct. We look at the building segments on the commercial side as well.
Yeah.
Just as the economic picture region to region differs, we also try to give some texture to the information and to our clients by looking at what's going on with the individual building types, be it education, institutional, healthcare, nursing homes, you name it. And we try to look at what's going on, because they're all not going through the same processes, and the same forces aren't being active on each of those. So, you know, we talk in education about enrollments and changes in the nature of school buildings and funding and things like that, so our clients can get a better understanding of how these markets work, for one, and two, why we're forecasting what we are about the individual building types and market segments.
Yeah, one of the great things about this, I mean, certainly we find these numbers to be extremely credible as we go out and talk to the marketplace and kind of use this as a reference. But another thing that I find interesting about this report that you put out is the people who buy it are usually executive level people within large companies, and they continue to buy it every year. So it must definitely be a resource or a tool that they find useful, because they come back every year. Isn't that right?
That's right. We have a high proportion of repeat purchasers, and we always make ourselves available too to our clients to answer any questions that they might have about the data or about the assumptions. And we've tried to be very flexible and very available to our clients.
Well, I got to admit, I use this book a lot. It sits right here by my desk, and it's extremely good information. I mean, you can look in here and tell how much companies are spending on advertising. You can tell what a company paid for another company and as part of this consolidation. I mean, it's just a host of data.
Yeah, and we also try to talk about the individual company strategies and how they approach the market, so that whether you're an investment banker who doesn't know anything about the business, or whether you're a person schooled in the industry and are looking to define a new strategy, you can look at this information and map out where the market's going and where the different players are in that market.
And the best way to get in touch with you if someone's interested in getting this research?
Well, our phone number is area code 610-927-2299, or they can contact Floor Focus.
That's right. You get to go to info@floorfocus.com, and we can forward it on to Santa, definitely. All right. Well, we're about out of time, Santa. I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Santo Torcivia. He's the president of Market Insights Torcivia, and we've talking about the 2009 version of the U.S. Floor Report, which has just come out. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.